Hi, Mr. Kata Spanglish, Chris Pynchon, City Lab, again here in the Bourne of Barcelona at the successful conclusion of the breakout with one of the main organisers, and Enrique Senabra, who is also going to tell us about the concept of the Urban Labs OS. Enrique, what is the Urban Labs OS?
Okay, what it can be and what it's maybe beginning to be. It's the idea of an operating system for a city, of an open operating system for a city that is composed of different projects which form the models of the system. And every project, since we started the Urban Labs experience in 2008, could be any of the projects that the people has presented or has been developing with the help of other participants, that mostly the most part of the time come from the initiative, the ability to appropriate a certain technology. And then seen as a whole, we started to think that could make the parts of a bigger thing, that's the operating system of a city.
Isn't that a very ambitious project?
Well, it's ambitious on a certain level, which is to make, to coordinate the and to classificate and to try to make sense out of something that at the moment has been dispersed in different, you know, separated places, and we are working at the metaphor level, and we want to concrete to a, let's say, a kind of description of what this system should be, mm-hmm. considering all the experiences we already know and all the participants that we presume willing, and some of them have already been telling us to be a part of this operating system. Which cities need, for example, mm-hmm. a kind of geolocalization system for arts or for education or for political questions? Which others need mobile technologies in order to interoperate with public transport? Which projects had nothing to do maybe with technology, but with other ways of organizing people for consume, like cooperatives of consume? All these are three examples of things that could, you know, be understood as a part of a bigger thing. And that's our first aim. I mean, we're not yet talking about interoperability of the system in terms of data, of pure data that is completely shared, mm-hmm. as in computer operating systems are. But this, and as the most for us important thing, can let us work as if we were an open system program. There's a wide community of people that could help to develop these parts with their own skills, just because they want to learn. At the same time, they are doing things. We can work completely as the open source world does, but thinking more in political terms, in civical terms, in urban and landscape, and etc., in terms that they are more social than computer related.
Fantastic.